is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
It's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you.
Next on News for the Soul, More Than Existing with Corey Thorne. Corey is a mystic, psychic, medium, and more. Author and creator of the More Than Existing book and self-actualization coaching program, Corey channels the wisdom of the ancestors and the divine. Her mission is to make every voice and face matter, for we all have the same light within. She brings the guidance of love in the spirit world, so we here may experience in the moment with awe, wonder with faith and not fear. Please welcome Corey Thorne back to News for the Soul.
Well, hello, everyone. It is so wonderful to be back again. And today I just had this overwhelming feeling that I wanted to, or knowing on what it was I really wanted to spend this hour speaking about. And of course, being News for the Soul, this is about our soul's journey. This is about truly embracing who and what we are, and as More Than Existing. And where More Than Existing came to life for me was in that choice to not just exist in the world, but to learn living, like that we are here to actually be alive, to feel alive, to exist in so much more than our old habits and patterns and the old beliefs. There was more to be discovered. And a part of that journey that I really want to share is truly that of learning how to self-trust, how to trust yourself. And the self, sometimes you're yet to know, because we rely so much upon the essence of everything that we become, everything that we create to create the identity and who we are, that we're yet to sometimes know. We could be, you know, I'm now 52 years old, and I would say I'm just truly, honestly, trusting myself enough to never doubt who I am again. Like, this is me. This is who I am. And for those who don't know, those who haven't yet been on this radio show, my name is Corey Thorne. I am the founder and the creator of More Than Existing, and it is a self-actualization, self-healing work that I do as a psychic medium, a channel. I incorporate that, all of what I do, into just being able to help others find their way into knowing who they are without, you know, having to live by the fear of failure of that you're not doing it step by step, to really learn to trust that your experience is yours, your way, your, you know, how you see things, how you feel things. You have to really trust that. And so today I wanted to express that. For some reason, I feel like there's such a need to get that story out to, or that out today. That's what the channel wants to bring forward. So a really important part of this is be to you. This is what I wrote down earlier, and I want to share this. Be to you what you are to everyone else. Be to you what you are to everyone else. And this is where, you know, sometimes you don't have, you inspire others or you encourage others, even though they haven't yet succeeded or they haven't yet made it. But you may be that person who just says, you know what, you can do it. I know you can. I see it in you. I see the possibilities. It's there. And you're inspiring that. But when you are with yourself, who you are when nobody is looking really truly matters the most. How you speak to yourself. How you live, what your space looks like. Everything matters when you start to become you, when you can, you know, really start stepping into seeing how valuable you are, the you you're yet to know, and you want to really bring that out and bring that forward. And so that way you would inspire someone else to be, that which we would encourage someone else to be able to see that in yourself, to know it in yourself. And when you get to that point, you truly stop defending yourself. You stop trying to seek that validation. And you accept that, you know, we all have the good, bad, and the ugly, right? We all have these characteristic parts of ourselves, these traits that are, you know, not liked by everyone, but they are something that when we learn to accept within ourselves, we realize that it may be the driving force sometimes that is needed for us to be able to be the courage, be the strength. It may be part of your virtues. And a huge part for me was learning to trust. I was so in trying to be in control of my own life and then being a channel and having this, you know, channeled energy working through me was learning to trust that it wasn't something wrong with me and it wasn't separate from myself, that I wasn't, you know, it wasn't crazy that I could see things, that it wasn't, it's like I'd stopped saying, oh my God, what is that? Why did that just happen? And then having to go ask 1,000 people on whether or not it was right. I started to just accept that this is it. This is my experiences. And so when you, as a seer, as a clairvoyant, as those things in my life, I often speak with a lot of people in my training and my students, and their greatest fear is, what if it's not right? What if it's not real? What if it's not, you know, what if I'm wrong? What if what I'm seeing, what if what I'm hearing is wrong? And I always say, but what if it's right? Why do we go to fear before? Why is that our path? And it often ties back to self-esteem, that self-acceptance, realizing or living separate from that self and living as far away from what we call home. Like you're out there looking in and you're living in all of, and you've created a life and an identity and a world all around the thinking, the thoughts, the beliefs, the values, the stories, the narratives of somebody else's thinking that is fed to you. And they call often it knowledge. It's like, well, this is it. This is the only truth. This is what's real. So as you start to open, awaken, and new truths for you start to come through, you often will deny yourself that truth because in your head, in your subconscious thinking, in what's been fed to you throughout life, well, that can't be right. That can't be true. So then you deny it and you're like, well, no, that's just not true. I don't know why that's coming to me. I don't know why I feel that. I don't know why I see that, but it can't be because that's not what I was taught. That's not what I was told was right. And, you know, one of the greatest stories is that relationship with the angelic realm, with the divine, with God, with Jesus, with, you know, the ascended masters, with the Palladians, with all of the different, with the beings, with the alien life force that forms around us sometimes. And so anything that you would have been told was right, not right, that it couldn't be, that it was never going to be, then when something shows up in your experience, in your vision or in your dreams or in your traveling, in your astral traveling or anything else that you may be doing that is different from, you may quickly, your ego quickly wants to shut that down. It wants to go to that, it's like to the old brain, right? To the take action to get me back. Get me back to what I know. Get me back to the comforts because this can't be right. So how do you learn to trust you and to really, truly have faith in you if you are afraid of you? If you are afraid of the possibilities of you or the potential of you or that you are so much more or that your world is so much more and there's so many other truths out there, that the truth that you've always known could be wrong, that it may not be the only truth, that there is more truth. And every time you deny yourself the opportunity to learn more about that, to go to that place, then you are telling yourself I don't trust you. I can't trust me. I can't trust in myself. I can't trust this wisdom that doesn't have proof, or this what I just seen. I just seen it. I know I seen it, but it can't be true. It can't be right. It has to be something else. So often what we'll do is we will talk ourselves back to the opinions, the knowledge, the conditioned life of what we knew. We talk our way into calling ourselves a liar or denying ourselves the possibility to explore it further. And that's how you start to shut down. You start to shut down, and it's been your whole life moving forward, existing, creating a life, all while still shutting down. Shutting down the possibilities, closing down the childhood dreams, leaving behind the imagination, the magical self, the sense of everything that was magical has to be replaced with what is practical, what is logical, what so-called makes sense, what makes you blend into the crowd, what makes you like everyone else so that you don't stand out, so that you're not the odd one, that you have to deny yourself all of these truths. Well, the more that happens, the further back in hiding your true self goes. And it's the farther away from your way of truly living, the farther away from the magic, from the excitement, from the enthusiasm, from the joy of the place that you get. And you have a perspective, a view that you create of yourself, that this is who I am, this is what I am, this is what I have to become, and this is all there is. And so then you really truly step into the roles, the mask, that the roles that you play and the mask that you put on. And the more I help people awaken to their truth and open up, I always say, I'm curious. I'm curious to know more about your experiences. I want to hear your experience. I don't want to just like hear the words and then tell you it's not true. I want to hear what you have to say. And so when people are telling me about experiences they have had, what I hear is not the language, it's not the words they use in the English language. It literally is, I hear their excitement. I hear their truth speaking. I hear the vibrational frequency of the joy, of the excitement, of the curiosity. This is the essence of their truth. And this is connecting into probably lifetimes of that excitement, that enthusiasm. And then I will hear, oh, but I know it's not true, or, you know, I can't talk about that, or I can't be that. Nobody wants to hear that part. And then the deflation happens, and I just see people shrink. And then I just hear the switch. I hear that vibrational switch. And then in comes that shadow self. In comes the essence of, here I am. So literally, it's that rise. It is that peak, that rise up. And instead of hitting that peak, that high point, and then expanding beyond that, they go back down again so that they can get back into the comfort and return into that comfortable place. Here's the comfort. Here's where I belong. This is my life. I'm like, but what if? But what if there was something in there that was truth? What if the experience was created because there was something about that experience that was connecting you to the soul, to the spirit, to the essence, to a new truth, to something bigger? And people will often say, well, what do you mean? I'm like, can't you feel it? Couldn't you feel inside of your body that excitement you had? And they will often say, Yes, but I was, that was always taken away from me. I'm not allowed to be that excited. I can't. And so you may often, I know in my story, it was like, oh, you're just too serious. No, I became too serious because that was just a part of, you know, the frustration. And it was like, I'm not serious. I'm not sad. I'm angry that I can't be my magical self everywhere that I go. But only person who's telling me I can't now is the adult who's now the adult of today, which would be myself. That's where you start to recognize, I don't trust myself to make my own judgments to in what I'm seeing. In the moment I made that switch, and what I wrote down years ago was, I am choosing joy and happiness, no matter the cost. I am seeking joy. I am going to more than just exist. I'm going to live. I'm going to come to life. And that's where it became the deep dive in. And it was that sense of every time I would try to do something, I was like, oh, well, you got to do this step and that step, and you're only allowed to be this person. And if you're going to be this, if you're going to be this Reiki master teacher, then, you know, this is how your books have to be. This is how this is all you're allowed to teach. This is the only way that you're allowed to be. And I would hear this come from all of these places, and I could feel the same energy happening over and over again. I'm like, why is it we hate the box, but yet we need to create a box? Why is it so important to create some sort of form, some sort of rule, some sort of this laws that we have to absolute abide by without looking deeper? Why do we need it? Why do we always have to keep finding that box? And it's because we can't trust, it's that sense of we can't trust ourselves to be without, as a society. So when we use us and we're speaking on a general, in a bigger way. And this sense of being able to embody that really made me start to trust what I was seeing. Because I see spirit, I connect to spirit. Even when I'm speaking to a human being, I'm connecting to their spirit, soul to soul. I'm talking to the essence of, what do you need? Well, I need you to get this person. I need you to help this person to be able to learn to trust themselves, to know that I'm in here. You know, the best of them is still not here. And what I realized was, I was looking at a whole lot of false confidence, a whole lot of false sense of self. But it was always, we drop one story, one character, create a new character, become this person, become that person, and then create something that is like, well, I'll tell people what to do. This is how you do it. This is how you live. Instead of saying, come in, let me teach you how to trust your free will and learn that if you heal that instinctual self, you can trust what you're feeling. You can trust what you're seeing. You can trust that when something doesn't look right, something doesn't feel right for you, that you can voice that, that you can bring that out in a vibrational frequency in a way that speaks of this truth, and trust that no matter how anyone else responds, it doesn't matter. And you could be totally wrong, but you're right. It feels right in the moment that you need to say it, that you trust you to speak that truth. You trust you to say, I just seen that. So when I'm teaching mediumship, I'll just say, you'll say, I think I just seen. And I'm like, take out the think. The think means you're just activating the shadow self to go back to that place, to go back to that old brain, to doubt yourself. Change it to, I seen. It's an empowering, it's empowerment. It is restoring that sense of self. And so what would be this false confidence, this false self, this self that was created? Even giving it the clothes, the outfit, the hat, the bracelets, the jewelry up to the elbows, the rings, the everything. to create that. And then it's like, this is my way. Don't listen to anyone else. Everyone else is wrong. Nobody knows. Everyone's got it wrong. This is the only right way. Really noticed it in social media when it all started to become so, you know, such a competitive kind of world, was I started to see where we're really truly weak and what was really not strong in people was self-esteem. Where you were deprived, where people were deprived of being able to be the popular one, the needed one, their vision of themselves as being, not being accepted, whatever it was. I'm just trying to think in the moment while I'm channeling this through, is it would be deprived of things in our lives, such as other people having faith in you. And then how do you have faith in yourself? So if you were the little child like myself who had movies in her eyes, probably wasn't going to be what, you know, parents were going to encourage. They weren't going to encourage it to be more of that, to bring that out. They weren't going to have faith that you were telling the truth. They're going to tell you that's imaginary. You're making it up. That's not real. That's not true. It can't be true. You're scaring me. You're going to scare other people. People are not going to want you around. ... Right? And so this shrinks you down and you lower. And so you realize then that if I can never be me, I can never be me. So I have to create this self that is safe in this world, that is somebody in this world. And you have to be willing to dive really deep. This truly takes being authentically honest with yourself. When you can hear yourself, when you can see yourself repeating these patterns, doing these things, talking yourself out of these moments in your life, you realize that is not really trusting, that you really don't have faith in yourself to just be you, to strip it all down, to be raw, to be naked, to be without all of the things that you use to present yourself in the world, to put the filter, the mask, the everything on, to first script it and then take, and then edit it and adjust it to make sure it's going to be aesthetically pleasing, all of those things. But the organic part is now gone. We're not good enough without it, because there's these rules, these steps that you'll only make it if you present this, if you be this. So there is, without sometimes in an unknown sense of self, is you're not really trusting yourself, and you're being told you can't trust that who you are is enough. And this plays out, or it expands. It's like that, it's like, putting all these little beads inside of a glass and then putting the glass, tipping the glass upside down with the paper. And as long as you don't move the glass, all of those beads will stay inside, right? It's contained. So as long as you got this container, this containment, as long as you're in control of it, as long as you keep your shit together, as long as you keep it together, as long as you keep things together, as long as you keep your shit together, then everything will, see how quickly I just lost that by just apologizing? As long as you keep that shit together, then, and that's where controlling comes in. That's where, creating the controlled environment, the place that makes everyone feel comfortable in your presence, or that you're saying exactly what you think everyone wants to hear. You're filtering those words, you're filtering that language, you're doing all of those things. But yet what is organically feels like needs to be said or needs to come, you're like, no, I can't say that. And so as a channel, I had to really truly trust that what was being said wasn't about anyone's comfort. It wasn't about being popular. It wasn't about making sure you're going to say all the right things. It's trusting what is needed in the moment and having to really, truly know me to know that I was a part of that channel, that a piece of everything, the aspects of myself was everything that I was experiencing. And so when you lift up that cup, when you lift up that glass and all those little beads come out and they go flying everywhere, right? You're left holding the glass. So, you know, here's this glass and you're still holding the glass and the glass is in your hand and the glass is this solid thing that you can fill up again. You can put more in it or you can just leave it. But you can be, this is staying with you. This is solid. And this is the essence of the pieces of the soul that is now trying to awaken within us to build that relationship. So when you have an experience, in your life, if you have an experience, I want to use an example here. If you have an experience like you are, you're in a dream state or you're traveling, you're doing a guided meditation and you see yourself as, let's just say you see yourself as Isis and you hear that I am Isis and you're like, oh my God, I'm Isis. Right? It's like, wow. And then instantly you go, well, that's not possible. That means your ego is in with you. That means you've taken that part of yourself on the journey to make sure that ego is going to protect you. It is just like being the overbearing mother, the overbearing parent, that the umbrella parent that never lets their child discover for themselves, to self-explore whether or not it is for them to, you know, be safe. That sometimes we're going to have to make mistakes. Sometimes we're going to have to mess up. Sometimes we might have to walk around thinking you're Isis for a long time before you start to realize, okay, I'm not really Isis. The experience showed me Isis, something of a previous of where all this essence of my soul existed with this energy of this divine energy, this divine sense of self. And the more that you go into relationship, the more that you step deeper into your experience and you travel with that experience without ego, without fears, without insecurities, without needing to be something great, you start to discover that this is an essence, an aspect of this self, and it empowers me and it gives me the sense of knowing that we are, that you are more than you thought you were, that there was possibilities now. If I have this beautiful goddess energy, then I can tap into this beautiful goddess energy. That if I am like that of the sun, if I have this illuminating light, what is this light for me? And how does this light work for me? Become curious. And the more curious you become and the more you stay in the enthusiasm and the excitement of knowing more, the more without trying to figure out how to strengthen that sense of your self-esteem, that self-worth, the view you have of yourself, the believing in yourself, the value, the worth you have for yourself starts to increase. Because that sense of your truest of self starts to take up more space, you start to embody that more and more. And it starts to push out those parts of the self. That self starts to die off. Because what is awakening? What's awakening is your innate characteristics. It is the innate confidence. It is the innate truth that it becomes undeniable. And that's why it's so important taking that journey of healing the healer, that journey of traveling through, you know, the dark night of soul journeys. And I mean, they're way overemphasized in so many ways, that the dark night of the soul, the hero's journey, understanding it, living it, crawling through it. And I would say everyone's experience of it and how it plays out in their own lives is one that always, the biggest thing I believe that I can say about that faith in self, every single one of those experiences all took me to a place of humility, of hitting those low, low points, of seeing how powerful that ego self is. And you need your ego, but there's another side, that it's that super ego, I call it. It's the side that really truly trusts you, trusts the wisdom. Knowledge doesn't always apply. It's in the sense of having this all-knowing gift, is you have to trust without having proof, trust without needing validation, just trusting that this is my experience, and this is who I am. And this is where that confidence comes in. People say, well, that's just crazy. And how can that ever be true? I didn't say it's true for you. It's just true for me. And my experience was as real could be. And recently I witnessed this. I seen where I was in an experience of where I just automatically start speaking about waking up in an awake dream, and standing around my bed was these seven Jewish people. And I'm like, and they said they were the Palladians. And this was a few years ago, and a whole experience and a whole level of my healing, a whole learning to trust myself came from that experience. And so when I'm speaking of it, this voice pops up and just says, if that ever happened to me, I would be quickly putting myself away. And I'm like, this is how gaslighting comes in. This is how it's easy for us to then go, maybe it wasn't right. But instantly, I knew, I know me. Well, it was my experience and not yours. And it was a beautiful experience for me. And I can have faith that it was real, that it was that experience in dream state was very real, that my soul journey and all that it has awakened in me has given me the confidence to not to be afraid to speak about these experiences. Because when you have the courage to speak about these type of experiences, it helps others to also know that they are safe to be themselves, that they are safe to be allowed to express themselves, to be their truth, that all that they have been feeling, all that they have been pushing back and denying of themselves, they can now trust themselves to bring it out in a world that will always still have the judgment, it'll always have the criticism, it'll always have that so-called proof, it'll always have its knowledge, it'll always have the reasons why you should shrink, you should let that self die and bring to life a false version of yourself, why you should live in this other energy, why you should listen to what other people say, so that you can be in that control, so that you can lower that sense of trusting of the self and trust in only what somebody else is telling. Believing in, you know, believing the fear stories without questioning them. How dare you question? How dare you question? How dare you be you? How dare you do something that is out of character to the version that makes everyone else comfortable? How dare you be you, right? And so what we're doing as we start to find our way to coming to life, like feeling, sensing, knowing, all of those things, is you're restoring that sense of primal instincts, so that you're not just surviving. You're not just in survival mode, because most of this world in our lives has been about, you know, we have to fear, we have the fear of endings and death and dying, and we have to fear the possibilities of poverty, and we have to fear all the possibilities of everything else, because they really do exist. But we're also, that is a part of the whole program that goes deeper. We're told exactly how our faith should be, how our relationship should be with the divine. We're told that if it's not, if we do something that is wrong, that heaven and hell story that we've been told, and when something happens and you experience it differently, you're like, oh, well, I can't even speak that. I can't tell that. So when you, all the years that we spend feeling afraid to speak up or to say, all that suppression, well, then in your real life, in your everyday world, you become also afraid to speak up when something doesn't feel right within your own family, within your own home, within your own space. You deny yourself painting your rooms the colors you want to because it's not in style. That's not in this year. You won't wear the clothes that you wore that you absolutely love because that's not in style. Somebody's going to laugh at me. Somebody's going to mimic me. Somebody's going to mock me. Yet I felt really good in it. So you put something on and you feel really, really good in it. And then somebody laughs at it and you take it off. And you then will change and you'll walk around all day in something that is not comfortable, because you shamed yourself, you guilted yourself out of what it was that made you feel happy, that you put it on, you could feel that joy. Well, self-esteem truly is about connecting and existing in joy, excitement, enthusiasm, about just knowing that sense of you on a bigger level. It is about having that greater vision of the self and saying, you look in the mirror and you're like, I look good. It may not be the standards to what somebody else thinks looks good, but to myself, to what I see, I know I look good. I look good to me. I look good because, how do I know I look good? Well, because I can see and because I can feel it. My body is happy. My soul is happy. I'm alive. I am alive in this. So when you take off the thing that somebody would have mimicked, mocked, or told you didn't look good, but yet you are happy, you will walk around just existing and you will not be alive. You came to be alive. Your soul came, the spiritual being came for the human experience. And it has all of these little essence, all these little pieces, probably from many lifetimes, that is just waiting for someone to finally stand back up, to have the courage to just say, you know what, I'm not a slave to that conditioned way. I'm not entrapped. I'm not going to let myself be victimized by this anymore. I can get myself here and there. I can get myself to safety, and all I have to do is move out of my own way. I have to get out of my controlling ways. I have to get out of my fear ways. I have to get out of my doubt ways. I have to get out of needing to have all of this validated. I need to move that aside. And I just have to trust in this feeling will never lead me astray. Your body will never lie to you. Never lie to you. It always is speaking something to you that is there for you to respond to with love, for you to listen to. So we use it in so much of the way of finding who we are and trusting who we are as mediums, and not go, oh, I wonder if this looks good. It's like, do you feel good in it? Yeah. We use it in trusting that when a spirit comes through, when somebody's coming, and I'm like, this is a grandfather, this is a grandmother, this is so-and-so, you know, this is what I have, this is what they're telling me. And they're like, oh, I don't think that could be them, because maybe it's somebody else, maybe it's this person, because this is who I was looking to speak to. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's not what you want. It is what is needed. And it's what they know of themselves. It's not always what you knew of them. Sometimes you knew people in their lives by the roles they played, but you didn't know the person. I see the person. I don't see the roles they play. And I have to trust that all the time. And it's often questioned if there is a father coming through and it's a child that is there, they would have known the father. They wouldn't have known. They would have only seen, bear witness to, experienced all that was within the role of the father and in that relationship with a father. And that would have been that experience. So that I would see that. But then, let's just say the father's name was John, then I would see John, and it would be a holographic view of John's life. And I might have seen John thinking he was Elvis, you know, and playing guitar and probably at a party. And they're like, my dad never have a party. I'm like, how did you know? And they're like, oh, well, I heard stories of when he was young, but no, that wouldn't be my dad. But there was another version of that person that once existed until they had to become the role. So maybe John was that carefree person. Maybe he was that. And I'm seeing all of that. And so I'm like, here's the information. Do what you need with it. But this is John, and this is what John has to say. And John was your father. But John was so much more than your father. John was a person. John was a child. John was a teenager. John was a man. And John has all this. And this is the things he wished he had have not lost. Or this is the things he wished he had have told you. These are the things he wished he had have known while he was on earth. And that takes a lot of faith. And that takes a lot of guts and a lot of trust and a lot of knowing to know that I have to trust in everything that is happening in that experience, in that moment. And often the validation often will come back sometimes weeks later and they say, I spoke to somebody who knew him. That's exactly what he did. That's exactly. And I'm like, see, you needed to go find that proof. You needed to validate that because ultimately what you wanted me to be was to be wrong because you just wanted to be just that father. Everybody is so much more than the one perspective view you may have of them. You are so much more than that view that you have of yourself. So if you're Jane today, if you're Sally today, if you're whoever you are, that you are so much more than you possibly could imagine you are. And you're more than everything that you created. And that when you feel that excitement of something that excites you, that there is joy in, that you're like, oh my God, it's those everyday moments. The extraordinary happens in my life all the time that they're just like, they're not such a big deal anymore. It's the little things. And when they happen, I realize what they are. They're signs, they're messages. There's something more that is happening because my body feels it. There is something awakening inside of myself to where I feel that excitement, that joy. I chase that joy. I chase that excitement. And I can create the little narratives, the little stories, and in it I find an essence and a new truth. And I trust that that experience is speaking and talking to me and awakening so much more. That's how we truly step into empowering ourselves to awaken that potential self-actualization. I am so much more than the stories I believed. And if I could just have faith and trust in myself, not to always keep existing in the false narratives, the false truth, the false confidence, not keep trying to have to create the character for the story. Who would I be without those stories? I would just be this authentic self. I'd be a light. I'd be love. And everything that you need to be able to trust in you is built in, including your own little lie detector, to be able to trust what feels true in the gut. What you see, how you see things, that flash of light, the what you thought was an angel in the clouds, just say, I seen an angel. I seen a beautiful orb. I seen a light. I felt. And don't add in all the little fillers that takes you back to doubting the self. Practice that every day. Practice that wherever you go. And you'll start to feel, sense, and know that you are restoring awakening, reactivating parts of yourself and your truths of truth that will never doubt you again. So when somebody says, you know, you did this, you know, you made me feel this way. So no, I didn't. You made yourself feel that way. I know me enough to know what I am not. And I'm not here to take all the responsibility for what is happening in somebody else's life. But I'm very responsible that I do, because I know I can do that. You'll start to smile. And I hope in some way today that this conversation truly awakens you to know how important it is for you to hear you, to feel you, to listen, to recognize those moments in time of where you shut yourself down, you back away from you, you deny yourself the opportunity to spend time with that person that you're just so needing that deep conversation with, that deep knowing, or that you're that essence of your divine child, not the wounded, but the divine child just is waiting for you to believe in her, him, to be connected, to just feel that truth of like, see, my imaginary friends were not so imaginary. My movies in my eyes were real. If my movies in my eyes weren't real, I wouldn't be who I am today. And those movies in my eyes were such a strong part of my truth, and living it now without doubt allows me to see so much more. So there's a whole life, a whole world that is waiting for you. But if you're afraid of you, if you are, you know, skeptical of yourself, if you are all of those things, ask yourself, where did I learn to be that? And why would I have to be afraid of my own magic, my own light, my own love? This is what we call having faith and true confidence. And I hope today this inspires you somehow to really pay attention, to really be aware, to spend time with you and embrace that, especially over the weekend or whenever you're listening to this. My name is Cori Thorne. I am the founder and creator of More Than Existing. You can purchase my first book and my second book, which is My Truth of Existing Beyond the Reflection, on Amazon. Both books are available there. You can go to my website, go to CoriThorne.com, CoriThorne.com. All of my information is on the website of News for the Soul Radio. Go to the link, click on my face, and you can go directly into the page, and all of my information is right there as well. Coming up, though, I want to say this, because today is April the 21st, 2023. On the 22nd is the deadline for early bird registration for my upcoming Mystical Realm Masterclass in my More Than Existing Academy. And this one is about the elements and the dragon energy and learning to work with the dragon energy and allowing it. So this is a masterclass series that I do. It's called The Mystical Realm. Go to mteacademy.ca or directly through the website, and you will be able to see it. The early bird pricing ends tomorrow. It is a 50% discount. It ends on April the 22nd. So you still have today and tomorrow to get signed up. The pricing is in Canadian dollars, and it gives you a choice to even pay the 50% price as a whole, or you can split the payment into two payments. So, and then it returns to the regular price, and it starts on April the 30th. It is a Sunday morning class, 11 a.m., and I'm so excited to be back into some of my Mystical Realm classes. It is the place that starts to awaken our imagination, our childlike energy, connecting us to the spirit, to the divine in such a way, and into the middle world, into the place of where magic exists within us. It is a journey through alchemy and taking that awakening that part of the archetypal of the within us, and the magician and the magic, and there's so much to learn. So if you'd like to take that journey with me, get signed up. And as I said, it's all on News for the Soul Radio. And everything will be right there, plus all the archives is also available. Thank you, thank you, thank you for always supporting this, my radio show and all of the radio shows that are here on News for the Soul. Thank you for the support, the love, and the continual returning. And you can check out all of my work on Facebook and on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel. Go check it all out. I just posted the update for the new moon and for the weekend energy update. That is also available on my YouTube as well. Thank you for being here. Have a beautiful weekend. And I look forward to speaking with you the next time when we're back again and we'll open the phone lines on our next conversation. Much love. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.